So, this might seem an obvious thing to say, but Remembrance Sunday is all about remembering. And, or should I say, not forgetting. I don't know how many of you watched the BBC News, I think it was Friday, when there was an old guy on there called Harry Billinge. Did anyone see that? Best gospel message that we've had for a long time. Harry was one of the first men to land on Gold Beach in Normandy during the Second World War. And he's 93 and he has never forgotten his experience or the men that he fought and died, that he fought with and who died alongside him. And one of his friends actually died in his arms on the beach. And so ever since then, so he was 18 at the time, he has never forgotten and has done everything in his lifetime to try and make sure that, that other people don't forget. And he's raised £22,442, which is a pound for every man and woman who died serving under British command during the Battle of Normandy. And he's raised that money to go towards a memorial for the people that fought there. And on Friday, they were showing him that's now under construction. And it was a really moving piece. And if you haven't seen it, I suggest that you watch it on catch up. Actually, even if you just Google his name, it comes up and you can watch the clip. And one of the things that he said as he was talking about his experiences and how he'd raised money was that he wanted to be able to put something together for education so that people don't forget. And he was saying, you know, about the horror of war, and he said he wanted children, young people, to know what that was and for them to love one another. And he said, that's my message. I want people to realise that we should love one another. And he then went on to give a gospel message, and it was quite impactful. But that was his message: don't forget, and there is a better way, another way of doing things. The problem is, we do forget, though, don't we? Today we'll be remembering, and it's not deliberate. But gradually, as life goes on, things fall to the back of our minds. Even important things fade away. And so that's why we need to do things like this to help us remember. We've got the cenotaph that helps us to remember. When we walk past that going into town, it's there as a reminder. And there are memorials all round, you know, towns and villages, there to help us remember, lest we forget. But what's also disturbing is not only forgetting important national things like that, but he's also forgetting how much we owe God. And if you think about it, every Sunday is like, it's a kind of remembrance day, isn't it? A day to remind us of God's love and kindness to us. And if we look through the Bible from Genesis right through to Revelation, we see examples of and reminders where God says to us, remember, remember this, remember, don't forget. This is what I did. And if we look in the Old Testament, as the children of Israel moved around, as Jacob was in the desert, they would often put things down, stones, build them up as a memorial, as a reminder, they call them Ebenezers, were put there so that every time they walked past that place, they would stop and say, this is the place where God did this for us. This is the place where God delivered me. This is the place where God saved me. And they were put down. They put down markers that would serve as a reminder for them. So what about us? Do we remember God's goodness to us? Or do we become blinded by our circumstances? Do we become angry at what life has thrown at us? Or do we become weighed down with situations that we find ourselves in, or get caught up in the busyness of life, or distracted by the things that go on around us? All these things serve to push God into the background. He We almost let him sink under all these things that crowd in and that would distract us and cause us to forget all that he has done for us. I want to read a psalm to you, which apparently I would have said that if you were said, what is the most, is the favourite psalm for Christians in the Bible? I would have said Psalm 23, but apparently this psalm that I'm going to read is the most favourite psalm for Christians. I want to read it to it. I've been struggling a bit. Because I've got things to say on it, but I actually think that this psalm speaks for itself, so let's read it and we'll just see where we go with it. So if you have got a Bible, please, I know I say this every week, but this week I really want you, if you've got your Bible, to have a look at it. If you haven't got your Bible, there are some at the back there, or find it on your phones, but I would like everybody to be able to look at this psalm, to read it and to follow it. Does anyone want Bibles? Anne, can you get a few out, please? I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but whatever version you've got is fine. Whatever you like to read is fine. Psalm 103. And as I say, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Everybody got it? Good. So I'm going to read it quite slowly just to give us a chance to take in what we're reading. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He has not punished us for all our sins, nor does he deal with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he understands how weak we are. He knows we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty creatures who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everywhere in his kingdom. As for me, I too will praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but reading those verses, and I've read them several times this week, and each time I've read them, I've just been struck by the goodness of God. when I read that, when we think about those things that would distract us from him, and then we look at these verses, I think, why do we let that happen? Why do we let that happen when we know that he's forgiven all our sins? Why do we let that happen when he's ransomed us from death? Where on this day where we think and we just are so horrified by the loss of life in those wars, that actually one day we all face that. There comes that day when we all face death. But that promise that even death doesn't separate us from God, that doesn't separate us from his love, that his love goes on and on. So those fears that we struggle with, when we start to fear, we need to bring these verses and go, hang on a minute, I've got that fear, but actually this is what God has said, this is what God has done, this is what he's promised. When Jesus died on the cross, this is what it was all about. It was about us and what God wants to do for us. I'm not looking at my notes at all now. Psychologists say that it's human nature to forget, or for our mind to tweak the facts and create a false memory that can help us to deal with a difficult past. And they also say that people have a tendency to remember the bad times and to forget the good. But what David is saying here is he's reminding himself. He's saying to himself, never forget the good things that God does for me. He's saying, listen, listen, my soul, listen. Think about this. Don't forget this. Don't forget the good things that God has done for me, that God has done for you. Because when we start to think about those things, it puts other things into perspective. And that is not to sort of say that the things that we go through, the things that we experience, aren't difficult, aren't challenging. And sometimes it's a real struggle to just hold on to our faith and to what God has done for us. I'm not saying that it's easy, but what I am saying is that there is a way that we can put those things into perspective, and we can put God in front of those things so that they become manageable. It's like, you know, we talk about seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. We don't see a light at the end of our tunnel. We see Jesus at the end of our tunnel. And he is the one that will bring us through those difficult times, whatever we are facing. David, not just in this psalm, but in other psalms, we see him doing this thing of talking to his soul and reminding himself of what God has done. And in case we think, oh, well, that's all right for David, actually, if we look at the life of David, it actually wasn't a straightforward life. He made some really big mistakes. He did some really bad things. You know, he committed adultery with a man's wife, and then because he didn't want anybody to find out, he had the man killed, sent him onto the front line, and he thought he'd covered it up and got away with it. And some of the psalms we see how he's struggling with the guilt of that. You know, how do you deal with something when you know you've done something wrong? And when it's secret and you think nobody else knows, so does it really matter? But God showed David that he knew, and it did matter. And so we see David struggle with that, how he deals with that. What about us? When we do things, we know we've done wrong, are we prepared to allow God to speak to us and challenge us on some of our behaviour, or some of the things that we say, or some of the things that we don't do? And when we're challenged, what do we do about it? Do we respond to God? Do we respond to his Spirit? Or those times when we have been so hurt by people, so hurt, and God says to us, let me heal that hurt, but you need to release that person from the hurt that they've caused you. We have a struggle with that, don't you? That is not easy. Nobody's saying it's easy. But God's saying, I've got a better way. There's a way forward. There's a way through this. But it's responding to his spirit, allowing him to do his work in you, and you being able to find the strength to release other people. Sometimes that's where our healing comes in letting go of some of the hurts and the things that have happened to us. David knew what it was to have his children turn against him. He knew what it was to have his friends turn against him in battle. He spent, I don't know how long it was, years in a cave on the side of a mountain with people. And he was hiding there from Saul because he knew Saul wanted to kill him. So when David writes these psalms, and they're lovely, and we read them and say, oh yes, isn't that nice? He's writing, he's actually writing this psalm at the end of his life. He's an old man when he's writing this. And we don't know that some of the scholars think that he may be ill as he's writing this. But at the end of his life, through all the things that he's gone through, all his experiences, David is able to say, praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. At the end of his life, he's able to do that. What I want to do, I was going to do this at the end, but I think I'm going to do it now. Now you've all got your Bibles. I want you to take a moment to read through that whole psalm again, quietly. Just read through slowly, and just see what that psalm says again. And we're not going to rush through this. Read it through again. For those of you that are maybe not so used to reading your Bibles, this is a good exercise. So this time, as you read it through, I want you to pause at the end of each verse, and I want you to either thank God for what you read there, just a thank you. That's, you don't need to go into a long prayer, but just so, like, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Thank you, Lord. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so can you go through and do that? And as you do, it may be that you'll get to one verse and you'll almost feel like you don't want to move on to the next verse. So just make a little mental note of that, but carry on and go through all the verses. Is to think about maybe that verse as you were going through that jumped out at you. If you've got a pen, I'd like you to get your pens out. If not, the pen box is here. That can go around. And on your news sheets, I don't know if you've noticed, but most weeks there's a place there for notes. Can I ask you to get your news sheets? If you haven't got one, Mark, are there some more left? Some more news sheets. If you just wave at Mark. Oh, sorry. Can you pass that along? If you haven't got a news sheet, just wave at Mark and he'll give one to you. Everybody get a pen. He's just gone to get them. Okay. If you're able and you've got a pen. Are you news sheets? Yeah, mark them down here, please. Right, so can you write down whichever verse has spoken to you? And I'm very old school. I like to handwrite, to write out in longhand if I see something. So if you want to write out that verse, if you think, oh, I hate writing, just put what verse it is that has spoken to you. Or actually, if you want to put it on your phone as a note, as a reminder. Because what I want us to do is to take this verse, and this is your verse for this week. So either write it in your phone, write it on your news sheet, but write it somewhere. Yeah, I'm going to test you all. No. But actually, one of the things that helps us to remember and not to forget God is to learn off by heart if we can. To learn a scripture is a good thing, because in those times when we're really struggling, it's those verses that come to mind. How many of you learnt scripture verses when you were children and you still remember them? Yeah, harder to do it as we get older, but those that I learned when I was in Sunday school are the verses that I remember today. So I'll give you all a... Did everybody find a verse, by the way, if I'm making you all write things down? Yeah. Week is maybe write it out bigger, do something on your computer, make a desktop thing for your computer, or put it as a reminder on your phone every day so it pops up at a certain time to remind you of those verses. Because this week, I just want to encourage us to remember the goodness of God, to remember all that he has done for us. And if you're feeling really spiritual, you can go back and read this psalm every day, because it will do your spirit good. When you read it, whatever's going on, read this psalm, and I can guarantee that it will build you up. I've found this quote, something that I was reading as I was preparing, and I thought it was worth sharing. And this person said, "I've sometimes heard it said that we should praise the Lord for who he is and not for what he has done for us. That is a noble thought. But if we are thinking Hebraically, like the Hebrews, we will realize that the two cannot be separated. To remember what he does is to remember who he is, and vice versa. And that is the key that unlocks all the power of Psalm 103. As we remember what he has done for us, we are remembering who he is, the Holy One of Israel, God of mercy and grace. And as gratitude overwhelms us, we can but shout, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So may the past mercies of God serve as a help for the present and a hope for the future. And may we always be those who remember and never forget." Let's pray. Lord, that is our prayer this morning. Lord, we want to praise you and bless you for all that you have done for us. We want to bless you and praise you for who you are. Lord, thank you that we have that privilege of knowing you as our Father. We have that privilege of knowing you as our friend. And yet that doesn't change who you are, the Almighty God, the powerful one, King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, we are a privileged people who can know you and to call you friend. Lord, help us never to forget. Help us to remember, we pray. Amen. Emmanuel.